President John Evans Atta Mills and his Botswanan counterpart, Lieutenant General Seretse Khama Iyenkama, have underlined the need for their colleague African heads of state to leave office at the end of their constitutionally mandated tenure. This is contained in a communique issued after a closed-door discussion in Accra. President Khama agreed to reactivate the Ghana-Botswana Joint Commission for Cooperation to boost trade and investment. Our presidential correspondent Setiya reports.
Ghana and Botswana have a number of things in common, including rich mineral resources and prudent economic management, which have propelled their economies to middle-income status. Their credentials in terms of democracy, rule of law, and respect for human rights have also been acknowledged internationally. President Iyakama's visit was to further explore investment and trade opportunities. President Mills said the closed-door discussion brought to the fore the need for the two countries to work together more than ever before.
There's a need for our two countries to get closer and closer because we have more in common. And once we are able to form this partnership, it should inure to our mutual benefit. Indeed, talking specifically about our two nations, there are certain areas where we can collaborate with one another. In the area of mining, for example, what are the experiences of our brothers and sisters in Botswana? Now that we are getting into the oil and gas industry, what are the lessons to be learned? What are the environmental issues that we need to address? We've also talked about education and many other areas of cooperation. I believe that is almost a trailblazer, and that this will be a useful beginning for us to deepen our interaction with one another.
President Mills stressed the need to encourage and strengthen intra-African cooperation and trade.
We have had the opportunity to talk about foreign policy issues, about agriculture, environment, trade, and how Africa can strengthen her position in the world of trade and commerce. We have taken note of the fact that developments in Africa give us hope for a better future, and that Africa has resources which we should be able to exploit to our own advantage.
The two leaders called on their colleague African leaders to respect their country's constitution and leave office after serving their term, saying there's life after leaving office.
We also noted that we as leaders of Africa have to respect our respective constitutions, and that we are elected by the people for a given period of time, and that some of the difficulties and problems that confront us at the continent can be attributed in part to the unwillingness on the part of some of us to respect our constitution and also to perpetuate our rule.
Lieutenant General Khama acknowledged Ghana's role in ensuring peace, democracy, and rule of law on the continent.
We are delighted that Ghana has taken its place amongst those nations that have demonstrated a clear commitment to embrace all the principles of democracy. A good example of that was in the recent crisis we saw in the Ivory Coast. The role that Ghana played, led by your president, and of course the regional body here, ECOWAS, in bringing about the stability that we now see in that country. So I think that is the best example.
President Khama has since left Accra for home, says Iya, Radio Ghana, Castle Osu.